It can be helpful to distinguish between two aspects of mindfulness practice. One is what is happening, and the other is how we are with what is happening. Many times in life these are entangled and there's not a clear differentiation between it because of maybe our liking and not liking. Our judgments and evaluations are entangled with what we're experiencing. But over time, as we settle in, it might become clear that there's the experience of the moment and there's how we're with it, how we attend to it, how we are in relationship to it. When in the beginning of the retreat I offered the words, just this, it was a way of recognizing what's happening in the simplicity of the moment as it's happening, just this. So I'll offer another word that has more to do with how we are with the experience. And it's a word, a concept which is a little bit nuanced, how it means, but can be very helpful as we sit with something. We sit with a what. And that's the word yes. Y-E-S, yes. The word or the attitude of no tends to come with contraction, tightening, resistance. But sometimes the word yes comes with an opening, willingness. And it isn't so much we're saying yes to whatever is happening as if it's we agree with it or think it's right or should be there. But when we're sitting, for example, here, the yes is yes. How I am is I will meet this. I'll let just this reveal itself to me. Just this I'm willing to be present for. Yes, this is the moment, this is the reality of the moment that I say yes to for in terms of being present for it. Yes, this is the connection to the reality at this moment. Yes. And perhaps that simple yes can support you in being present for what's happening in a simple way, open way, so you can see it more clearly. You can see it more clearly, just this. And the specific instruction for today will be about mindfulness of emotions. And here too, there can be an art to whatever the emotion is, just this, or yes, but a yes which is not leaning into it, holding on to it, and a yes which is not pulling away or closing around it, but a willingness to be present. A willingness to let this be the reality of the moment that we connect to. So as you're sitting here, you might check in for a moment to see what is the emotional state that you have. What is the mood that's present for you? And anything is okay. It might be subtle, or it might be not so subtle, how you feel. And perhaps you can experiment with a simple attention to how you feel. Just this. Or perhaps in a very simple way you can say yes to your emotional state. Maybe you feel calm, or maybe agitated. Maybe you feel apprehensive, or confident. Maybe you feel aversive, or maybe you feel welcoming. Maybe you feel discouraged, or maybe you feel more encouraged. Whatever you're feeling is the what of the moment. How are you with that what? Is there some way that gently saying yes simplifies how you are with it? Less reactivity, less concern for past and future, a willingness to be present for this. As the way to connect to the truth of the moment, just this. To support this way of being with emotions as a subject of mindfulness, it can be very supportive to feel the emotions in the body, the manifestation of in the muscles and nerves, the flesh. In whatever mood or emotional state you have now, even if it's very subtle, does it seem to manifest more in some place in your body than other places? The energy of it. Where is it in your body? And sometimes by feeling the physical location or manifestation, it's easier to step away from the stories and ideas, ruminations, to the immediacy of here. becomes simpler to say yes. Yes to the awareness that opens to it. And if this word yes is meaningful for you, if an emotion continues over time in the same kind of way that you say yes, very softly, you can label the emotion. Happy, sad, restless, calm, whatever it might be. And that naming or that labeling can support the mind to be simpler rather than thinking, taking you away from the experience. It's a way of a simple thought, keeping you present here. Just this. But if an emotion is not compelling or predominant, it's fine to leave it on the periphery of attention without attending to it, and letting breathing be in the foreground or at the center. Especially at the beginning of a sitting, maybe taking a few long, slow, deep breaths as a way of reconnecting, refamiliarizing yourself with the body breathing. Letting the physical experiences that come with breathing be just this. And the awareness of breathing maybe have a sense of yes. Yes. Here. This is the place to connect with reality, just this body breathing. And when the emotional experience becomes more predominant, you can let go of your breathing as simply as it's possible, let the emotional state be the subject of awareness. Just this. Just yes to this. Perhaps a yes that helps the mind become quieter, receptive, open. Gently attentive. as you're sitting here, is there some place inside from which you can gently, kindly recognize just this is happening? Is there some place inside, from a place where from which you can very gently and kindly, openly, say yes to being present for what is? And if there is such a place, perhaps part of the practice is to keep visiting that place. Keep letting that be the place from which you're mindful. One of the important concepts in Buddhism is that of the middle way, for example, in relationship to emotions. Perhaps there's a kind of a middle place between overemphasizing them, being involved in them, and underemphasizing them, denying them or ignoring them or pushing them away. And that middle, mid-place, perhaps, if we use that idea, is a place that respects them, that has a place where we can allow them to be there. And I think of meditation as one of the preeminent places to allow emotions to be. There's no emotion which is unacceptable for the purposes of the mindfulness practice. And there's few places in our society and public life where it's that permissive to just whatever you're feeling to be there. And but you know, it's that midpoint or mid place where we're not over involved or under involved, just but and it's to be respected, to hold them in awareness and attention. And it can be helpful, this distinction between what's happening, the emotion, and how we are in relationship to it. So we can respect the emotions that are there, but then being careful or attentive to how we are. Are we present and open, with open hands, kind of? Or are we clenched, or holding on, or resisting, or pushing, or how are we in relationship to it? And how simple can we be in the how, as we just offer the simple presence there? The general idea is to include mindfulness of emotions when it feels compelling to do so, when its emotions are predominant, when they're strong, or they keep reappearing over and over again, and it seems like they need some attention. They need our, you know, our companionship. So we attend to them. But if they're kind of in the background and not particularly influential, it's fine to leave them there and just kind of work on the mindfulness concentration with the breathing, for example, whatever the center of practice is for you. But when emotions do become compelling, by all means, they can be the primary subject of mindfulness. And to help with that, I'd like to offer a little acronym. And the acronym is RAFT. And it's RAFT stands for Recognize, Allow, Feel, and Tease Apart. So the recognize is actually can be very powerful, to clearly recognize, oh, this is anger, or this is joy, or whatever it might be, just recognize it. And the art of the recognition that we're learning slowly is to have the recognition not be a leaning in or leaning away. Just a clear, oh, you know, I see you, this is what's happening. There's a way in which there's a kind of little bit of sense of freedom or independence that can be found in the recognizing. Oh, just this is happening. The second, the allowing, is not condoning. It's not allowing, you know, by, you know, going along with it. You know, I'm going to allow my, you know, my emotions, so I'm going to keep thinking about that person who did me wrong, and I just keep thinking about it because I'm allowed to do whatever. And then we're kind of leaning in, we're involved. Allowing is a space in the mind that doesn't participate actively with whatever is going on emotionally, but makes space to feel the immediacy of it now. So we're not for or against it, but we're just letting it reveal itself as a present moment experience here. The feeling is to let it really be experienced physically, the sensations of it. Some people find it very helpful to feel the sensations of emotion, especially when they're strong. Feeling sensations can help us not be pulled into the stories. Feeling the sensations it sometimes can feel like you're making space for the emotion, because a lot of the processing of emotion happens through the body. We don't have to process it through our mind so much or figure it out. And so the more we feel it in the sensations and make room in the body for it, the more some kind of inner process, healing, unfolding, opening, growing, can have space to happen. So to feel it in the body, without agendas, without trying to make something happen, but just sometimes it's easier to be rooted in the body than stay present with the emotion, feel it in the body. And the last, the T of raft, is to tease apart. And the primary thing that teasing apart is the experience and how we're relating to the experience. So there's the what is happening and how we're aware of it or how we're engaged in it. And sometimes we're quite entangled with it, and sometimes it's possible just to have awareness, be present and simple, and there's no entanglement, it's just held in awareness. With emotions, some emotions have their birth in our story-making mind, our evaluations, our judgments, what we tell ourselves, and some emotions perpetuate through time because we keep telling ourselves things about it or about the situation. And so it keeps a kind of fuel going. So that has to be seen if that's the case. But to tease that apart and to feel the emotion more as the primary aspect of the emotion that's not the stories, it's very respectful of what's happening more deeply, because it allows the deeper emotional aspects of it to process or move the way that it, you know, can move if it's not being constantly, fueled or run in. So a raft. Without a raft, you'll sometimes get swept down in the currents. But a raft, you can ride them on top. So recognize, allow, feel, and tease apart. So we're now coming into the third full day of the retreat, and a few things I might offer you about this day of the retreat. You want to, ideally, you'd kind of give yourself more fully into the practice that you're here, kind of surrender to the practice or give yourself more to it or offer a little more wholeheartedness in it. And not that you aren't already, but to stay closer to the practice. And one way that people stay closer to the practice is to start slowing down in their activities at the retreat center. So maybe walking to the dining room, to get tea, to walk slower, or getting the tea, unless there's people waiting. Do it slowly and drink your tea slowly. Not because being slow is good in and of itself. There's something about when we're a little bit slower intentionally, it tends to bring us in closer to what we're doing. And we're more closely connected. It's more attentive. We're usually a little easier to be in the body and be close to the practice. Sometimes when we do things fast and a little bit mindlessly, we lose the connection with the practice, lose the connection with ourselves. So you might find it supportive to slow down a bit. And the other thing that might be nice to do is to take a block of time, a sit, a walk, and a sit, and treat it as a seamless period of meditation, so that try not to do anything else except what's really necessary during that time, but stay in the flow of sitting, walking, sitting, as if it's kind of a continuous meditation. And sometimes taking a larger block like that can give people the sense of, oh, if I really, really give myself to the continuity, there's a way in which we kind of build more momentum, or we settle into it even more. And finally, the Sangha service time that we have in the morning, I hope that now, I guess you've done it now for three mornings. I'm hoping you've mastered it. And so now the opportunity is not just doing the job to get it done with, but to do it as a mindfulness meditation, kind of give yourself, you know, to really see what it's like to experiment, what it's like to just, you know, let that be, you know, just here, just this, just cleaning the shower, just sweeping, just whatever it is. And how, you know, can you experiment with, explore with that? And then when you hear the bell, the manager ringing the bell to end it, then there's a wonderful art, wonderful practice of just let go. You know, so sometimes you don't have to finish if, you know, you can decide whether what your job is, but, you know, do it, pick up where you left off the next day. But if you finish early because you've mastered it now, you might just look around in your general area where you are, and until you hear the bell, just continue kind of finding something to clean. Nice to keep IRC extra clean. So thank you all very much for your practice and being here and doing all this. So the people, the second half of you that we didn't have practice discussion yesterday, we'll see today. And I'll be in room 100, which is around by the elevator, kind of behind the manager's office counterclockwise. And Adrian is in room 1, just to the left of the manager's office. And Joe Zen will be sitting in with Adrian today. So, enjoy.